The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hi, I'm Abby.
And I'm Amy.
And I'm Yasmin.
And this is the AA meeting.
I was about to say, because we just like were talking about the order and whatever, I was about to say, I'm Yasmin. And I got really nervous.
Why don't we all be Yasmin? Okay. Hi, I'm Yasmin.
And I'm Yasmin.
And I'm Yasmin.
And this is,
and this is Yasmin, the Yasmin meeting. So.
Welcome.
We've got a third person sitting on the couch.
We do. A third party, if
and
you will.
And what's your name?
I think we covered that much, actually.
And who is Yasmin?
Urban Dictionary definition.
I was just in general, like Amy could answer or Yasmin could answer or...
How about you guys answer? Who is Yasmin?
Yeah. Yasmin is our housemate, the third...
leg of the quaddy.
What's the thing? Three...
Blind mice?
Blind mice. I was going to say sombreros. I was like the third sombrero.
The three burritos.
Anyway, so we're here on the couch with our third housemate, Yasmin, today. You have met her, like, probably 13 times now.
It's yeah, and we say her name probably every episode. But she's not just a housemate.
No.
She's our best friend.
Oh, that's gross. Yeah, so Yas is here today for the whole episode.
Mm-hmm. Episode 40.
40.
Yeah.
40.
Fuck,
naughty
we're getting
40s.
Old. Fuck. Do you want to, I mean, you guys know Yaz, but Yaz, do you just want to say a little hello and just like a little something quick about yourself? Which,
I'm Yasmin and I live with the girls. And this morning for breakfast, I had avocado toast with chili flakes and I was going to have feta, but my feta was off.
Ooh, free mold. It smells so bad.
Isn't that good for gut health?
I think it depends on the mold.
Oh, okay.
Like, I think if the cheese is supposed to have the mold, like blue cheese and stuff, then, like, maybe that's fine, but...
It wasn't moldy, though. It was just, like, it smelt yuck.
Or, like, sour.
Yeah, a little bit.
My feta was sour.
I'm so sorry to hear that, Yasmin. Hopefully we can turn your day around.
Yeah, with that being said...
Roll the intro.
Woohoo! You!
Welcome to my f***ed up home. I'm Lil Shorty, these my hoes. This is how we run this shit. Piss Olympics, let's go.
Okay, so we thought what better way to introduce Yaz and to get to know Yaz a bit better is to play a game of who knows Yaz better.
Game time.
Woohoo! We have games on our phone. So basically, Amy and I have a whiteboard each. It's actually one whiteboard that I sawed in half, a little DIY project for lockdown. And Yaz is going to ask a question about herself. It might be personal, it might be funny, it might be something that we don't actually know. And Ames and I are going to write our answers down. We'll also say it out loud for the people who are listening. And then Yaz can tell us who's right and who's wrong and who's her better friend. And I'm going to win. I already know that.
Hey, rack it right off. I've been friends and lived with Yasmin for long. Well, no, lived with Yasmin.
I've known Yasmin longer.
By my
you don't even remember meeting me.
And it was by like, actually no, when was the audition? How many months of difference?
It was a couple months.
The audition was like...
September.
Don't, guys, I'll get FOMO.
September.
But Yaz and I lived together for a whole year and a bit before Abby moved in, so I think I'm going to win.
And for quite a while there, it was just the two of us. Just the two of us.
And, okay, whoever wins, what's the prize?
A kiss from Yasmin?
I like that.
Okay, but I want another prize as well.
Gloating privileges?
We never prepare that much in advance, Yasmin. Let's do like the winner has to buy, the loser has to buy.
Loser has to shout coffees all round for everyone.
From Pete's.
Okay. Loser shouts coffee round from Pete's.
Yay!
Yay. Okay, I'm on this.
Maybe do a little tally board at the bottom of your
things. Yeah, of how many points we have.
Okay.
Okay.
You ready?
The question is, are you ready, Amy?
I was born ready, okay. Abby.
First question. All right. I ask this all the time because
Wait, who do you think's going to win? Let's do a little preempting.
I think it's going to be a close call because some things Abby really remembers and then other things Amy, like, Amy picks up on the random shit that you're like, I forgot. First question. And I ask you this all the time because my friends don't have the best memory. When is my birthday?
Look at my ears, right?
Sad if you don't know this.
No, okay, I'm going with my gut. The number popped into my head and then I second guessed myself. But I think I'm pretty sure it's this. Okay.
No, wait, I haven't got mine yet. Let me just think. Because it's always between these two numbers.
I reckon we probably have the same numbers.
I haven't written one down. Yeah, I know we're thinking between the two same.
I know that it sounds horrible that we can't remember Yasmin's birthday, but I don't remember anyone's birthday ever. Like, if you ask me what Abby's is right now, I probably won't get it right, so.
And then me too with Amy's. Like, I think Amy's is between 2 days.
I know both your birthdays.
Like, Amy's is either the 10th or the 11th of February.
11th. It's the 11th.
Okay. What's right. Okay, should we turn ours around in 3, 2, 1?
Well done, guys.
Yay! Okay, October 6th. And was it between the 3rd and the 6th?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't even know. It's not like it's a hard number. It's not like it's 26 or 27. Yeah. It's like...
And 99, obviously.
Yeah.
Do I get an extra point?
No. Okay. Are we ready for the second question?
Yeah.
What is my favorite color?
I asked you this the other day.
Yeah, and I remember we were talking about our favourite colours the other day and I remember we had a conversation because I didn't know either of yours and I swear you've never told me. But now Yaz has told me and I don't remember.
Just write one down. I just wrote one down.
And how do you know this isn't a trick question?
Wait, can we write two?
I'll allow it.
I know what it is. I know what it is. I'm going to write it bigger. All right. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Wait, how many did you write? Sorry,
I said I'd allow two. You can write a second one if you want.
No, well, I know it's this one.
Okay.
3, 2, 1.
Okay, your first one's wrong, but like not. Wait, hang on. I like blue.
And I do like green.
But not sage green.
Answer.
Blue and green.
Oh.
You should know that. I just got a new green bed cover.
Mm. Well, that's why I wrote sage green, but even though that's not sage.
Well, last night you came into my room and you said you saw a TikTok of this chick saying, why are all bi girls' favourite colour green? And then you said, but I'm not bi, but my favourite colour is green.
It's green and blue.
So you can get... You get 1 point and you can get 1 point because Abby didn't write two. So that's a bit unfair. Okay. I don't know if I've ever told you guys this one or if you know, but what's my shoe size?
Oh, no, I do. Oh, okay. No. I think it's a...
My pen doesn't work.
Me neither.
Fuck these Kmart markers.
Maybe... Do you want me to get some more?
No. Nah. Ready? 3, 2, 1.
Oh, you're both wrong.
Oh, no.
I've dropped a shoe size for some reason. I'm an 8.
She's on the shred on the shoes.
Yeah, for some reason I've...
Have your tingers shrunk?
My tingers? Yeah, for some reason I've dropped a shoe size. And I'm pretty sure I've told you guys that because I remember I went to get a pair of shoes. Remember I got my Vans and they were too big because I got them as a 9. And
so what are you?
I'm an 8. If anyone wants to know.
I'm a 7 if anyone wants to send us shoes. What are you, Abby?
You're also a 7. No. I'm a 9 or a 10.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah, I am. Amy's a what?
7.
All right, next.
Okay. What's my most recent traumatic experience? And it happened very recently.
Very recently?
Yeah.
Oh, I know.
Okay.
And you both know what happened.
Okay, are you good, Ames?
Yeah, I'm wrong, I know.
Okay. 3, 2, 1. And then my bird hit the wall.
Yeah.
That was traumatic for me as well.
Guys, a bird flew into my wall at like 7:30 in the morning. And it was beautiful, like a beautiful bird. But
like a lorikeet.
Yeah. It was so beautiful. And it hit the wall and I started crying.
It was outside the house. It hit the wall. And it woke me up. I realized that was the bang that woke me up.
Well, I was like, it scared the shit out of me. But yeah, anyway, that was my most recent traumatic experience. Bird was dying. I was crying.
I forgot about the bird. I guessed COVID test.
That wasn't that traumatic. She just felt up my nose regions.
It actually feels like they poke you in the brain, hey?
I didn't think my nose went up that far.
All right, next question.
What's my most hated food? And we talked about this recently.
I know what it is.
But Abby only knows because I told her when we had this conversation the other day, so she shouldn't get a point for this.
No, but Yasmin told
me. We were all there. We
don't
all had this.
Don't be a sore loser, Amy.
Ooh, cat fight.
I don't know how to spell it, though.
That's okay.
Okay, 3, 2, 1. Mandarin.
You're both correct.
Oh, I spelled it right.
Woo! It looks like Manvarin.
That's how I do my R's.
All right, next one. How did I break my arm twice within 9 days?
Oh, we just talked about it.
They were two separate reasons. Hey, like you didn't do it twice the same. I'm pretty sure I know.
New rule. Once you've written on the board, you can't rub it off.
Wait, I'm trying to think of my
backing myself. Maybe she's trying to trick me.
Does it matter like the order?
No.
Okay. Amy, do you want to read out your answer and then I'll read out mine?
My answer is she was climbing a tree and fell out, and then I think a few days later I remember there was gravel involved, so I think she fell off her bike or like it was like a skateboard or something.
You know what's
like
crazy? I literally just said I'm going to make this up and I wrote falling out of a tree to make it up.
And anyway, skateboarding.
And then the other one was skateboarding or on a ripstick or on a rollerblade or like a scooter like or something that. Like that.
Okay.
And she fell out of a tree or something. Yeah, fell off a tree branch.
I'm giving you half a point because the ripstick was right.
Oh, yes.
Falling out of the tree. I don't know where you guys have got this from.
Wasn't it because you were climbing a tree?
No.
Well, I broke my arm because I was climbing rocks. Maybe that's what we're both thinking of.
Your mum has told me a story about how you used to climb trees really high and you'd scare her. Maybe that's where I got it from.
I did used to climb trees. Why did my mum tell you that?
I feel like Sandra's told me that a bunch of times as well.
What was the first one?
So the first time was we had this dog named Bella and she was just a nutcase.
Oh, I remember.
And she like jumped on me and like landed on my arm really weirdly. And
I don't know that.
I broke it then. Both times were because of this dog. I broke it then, but like
the dog was chasing you on the ripstick.
No, I was. You know how like when you have a skateboard or like a ripstick or something, or like on your bike, you have your dog on a leash and like they pull you along.
Mm.
So she was doing that to me, except she pulled me into a pile of stones and I fell off my arm hit the edge of the concrete,
and then my arm hit the concrete.
There was like gravel involved. Yeah. I remember that bit. Oh,
silly girls.
Were you shaking those hips on the ripstick?
My hips weren't lying. How many... Are you ready?
Yeah.
How many children do I want?
Do I have?
God, you've told me this so many times.
Yeah, me too. This is a wild guess.
Do you want me to give you a hint?
No.
Okay.
I think...
Ready?
Yeah.
3, 2, 1.
I guess...
3.
You're both right. I want 2 to 3.
And I drew your family.
Where's the dad?
They're all skinny.
Wait, where are the parents?
No, it's just the kids. I drew the kids.
They're skinny legends.
Okay.
What are my favorite downtime hobbies right now?
I don't know if this is your favorite.
I have a couple of favorite downtime.
Oh, a couple. Hobbies. So how many can we write?
As many as your heart desires.
How many do you have?
I have 4.
What? I have 2.
Oh yeah. Okay. Do you want to read out yours, or do you want me to read mine out first?
You can go first.
Okay. I put 4 down. I wrote runny run, TikTok, online shopping, and coffee outside.
Wow. Yeah.
All of them.
That's like all of them right
now. What? Oh my god. No. So what? How many points do I get? Wait. Do yours, Ames.
I had TikTok and watching How to Get Away with Murder.
Ooh. She does love that.
Okay. You're getting a 2 and you're getting a 2.5 because okay. I would have added runny runs because I've been really enjoying the runs.
2.5?
You get a 2.
Is that the 4 you were thinking of, Yasmin?
Mm.
Wow.
Mm.
Sometimes? Hey, listen. I was going to say sometimes Yasmin and I share the same brain cells.
That's scary. Well, you both were right.
Yeah.
Woohoo! I wrote this very wrong, so maybe we do share the same brain cells.
What is it?
It's meant to say, what's my 3 drunk stages? But I wrote, what my 3 drink stages?
What's your 3 drunk stages?
Yeah.
Okay. I have, in first place, Hype Girl Party Party. In brackets, I have Queen of Jelly Shots. Number 2, I have Hunger Games. So she just gets really hungry. Mr. Euros, anyone? In brackets. And then 3, I have Silent Uber and Straight to Bed.
Very nice. Okay. Don't tell her if she's right or wrong. I'm too mad. Okay. Number 1, I have Giggly Happy Yasmin. Number 2, I have Nicki Minaj, who she likes to dance. Number 3, I have Vom Out the Uber, Spoon My Friends. So, Yas, now you tell us, what are your stages?
I think you're both right and wrong.
Okay. So, what are
I would say number 1 is Hype Girl Party Party Queen of Jello Shots because I do make the best Jello Shots. I would say Hunger Games is last with the Silent Uber and Straight to Bed. And then I would say Nicki Minaj for second.
Okay, so
I'm going to give you 0.5 point each.
Okay. That's fair. For the people who are listening, we are up to number 10, question number 10 out of 13. So we've still got a few. And do we want to, what are our tallies on? What are we up to? Ames is on?
I'm on 6.5.
6.5 and Abby's on 8.5. So it's really anyone's game here. So take it away, Yasmin. Question number 10.
Okay. Question number 10 is, what's a nickname that my dad calls me? I don't know if you're going to guess this one. So I can, if you are struggling, I'll give you a hint.
No, I can't remember the word, but I know what it is.
What? We're on different pages.
I can't remember the word, but I know the meaning. Well, I think I know the meaning.
Okay.
I think it's like something like my beautiful princess. It's like my princess precious thing.
That is the correct meaning.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure.
Bloody hell.
Wait, no. What's yours?
Oh, sorry.
I wrote my princess and then we're talking about how it's in a different language. So then I wrote the Kashmiri word for daughter, but now I'm wrong still. So,
well, like you're half right. It's my putria.
That's it.
Yeah. He's like, oh, my beautiful putria.
Do I get half?
Yeah. It's like, yeah, it's like princess, like my beautiful princess. Like my beautiful. I could be wrong. Please don't look that up. Where's somewhere I want to travel overseas? Hot tip, it's not Greece. Because, like, that's something
have
that...
you said it to... okay, are you thinking... Can you think of one specific place and not be like, mm-hmm. this, and this?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And have you said it to us?
Mm-hmm.
We done?
Not yet.
The way Abby spelled.
Don't look. 3, 2, 1, Kashmir. Bling, bling.
That's Kashmir. Kashmir.
That's
that sounds like a
money.
Disease. A Kashmir.
It smells like I just said it smells like.
Yeah, it would smell if it was a disease.
For context, Yaz's dad is Kashmiri, and Yaz has always wanted to go to her land of the ancestors. I don't know.
To where my dad was born. I would love... Apparently, it's really beautiful over there, but it's very dangerous, so... Okay.
Okay, what question number is it?
Number 12. So, second last question.
Ooh.
What's my pet peeve when I'm serving customers? at work.
Wait, I can't stop laughing.
Okay.
Okay.
Aims, you go.
Okay, I have leaning over the counter, especially in COVID times. And then I have when you're going on break or to the toilet / you're done for the day and they ask you where things are.
Okay, don't tell her. Yeah. Okay, that's good. I have the same one for the first one. I have when they lean over the glass windows, and then I have when you ask them how they are and they say 4 chicken drumsticks.
Okay, you're both right with when they're leaning over the counter, because COVID, guys,
yeah.
Stay away from me. I don't like you already. Don't come near me. And the chicken drumsticks. That's so fucking funny.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Fuck.
Because I'm always like, hi, how are you? Like, I put effort in, and then they're like, 4 chicken drumsticks. Lucky last question.
Lucky last.
What are my pets' names? Amy's like stress breathing over here. She's like,
how many are we get? Like, how many are we guessing? Because I could just write a million names on this.
5.
Yeah.
5. To be fair, they're not just my pets. They're my parents and I. And I live in the country, so taking in stray animals is like a thing.
Oh, whatever. Okay. I got 2.5.
Okay, do you want me to go first?
Yeah.
Okay, I have Banjo, Forest, Dad's cat, Stray Cat 1, Stray Cat 2, Stray Cat 3.
Okay.
I have Banjo, Forest, and then I have, I think one starts with a C or a K.
Okay.
That's a cat.
Okay, so you're both right about Banjo and Forest. Forest is my dad's cat and he loves him.
And they're not strays, these ones, the other three.
But were they strays and now you've homed them?
Their mum was. Mummy's stray. Well, okay, 2 of them are from the same litter.
I know what one of them looks like. It's like rangery coloured.
Okay. So we've got Banjo, Forest, and then we have Bender, which is the ranger one.
Oh, Bender. Mm.
And then we have Bandit, which is the tortoise shell.
Bandit!
And then we have Cosmo, which is the white one. Which like.
I've never heard of Cosmo.
Cosmo, I think, was a stray. We called him Bender because he kept, when he was a kitten, he kept sucking up his genitals. So we didn't, one day we'd think he's a girl and the next day we thought he was a boy. So we called him Bender. So gender Bender.
Oh, I thought it was like he's just always on the milk. No, he's like ready for a bender.
He kept one, like he would suck his nutsack up. He was like
me
really little.
Sucky, sucky now, Mom.
Mommy's milk.
Mommy's milk. So what do we get for that?
Okay, you get 2. Well, I think you both get 2 each.
Okay. How do you spell Banjo?
With a J.
How did we not do that?
Where's the J?
Where the G is.
Oh.
Banjo.
So that wraps up the game. I have 10.5 points. How many do you have?
14.
Bloody hell. My shout for Pete's. That's okay. I'll visit Woo! Him. I love Pete.
Well, I've never had Pete's.
Oh, guys, it's going to change your life. No, you have to come with me to get it. I'll pay
We're
for it.
We're not allowed
but, like,
to go together.
But, oh, no, it has to be 2.
Yeah.
Anyway, but speaking of Banjo.
Wait.
Oh, what?
I won!
Oh, she needed time to gloat. Okay.
I need time to just sit here because I honestly thought I would lose because I forget things.
Yeah.
I'm surprised at the amount that both of you knew.
I thought I was gonna do a lot better. I really did, but that's okay. I'll forgive myself.
That's okay.
I drew a pretty picture to make myself feel better.
A pity picture.
That too.
All right. Speaking of Banjo, what's that, Banjo?
We love Banjo in this house. So Banjo's Yaz's only dog, and he's the sweetest ever. We'll put like a little photo or something of him on the screen if you're watching. And he's come to visit us a few times. Not in this house, has he? But at our old house, he came a few times. And I wanted to, because Yaz is here, I wanted to tell the story about, remember that time that Banjo shat on my rug?
Not shat, shit.
Are they the same thing?
Shat is when you fart and it's like liquid.
That's shot.
That's a shot.
Shat.
Shat is past tense.
Even though I don't know if it's a real word, but it's fun shat to say shat. anyway, yeah, so, yeah. Oh, was it for your birthday? Was that why?
Yeah, well, just for context, Banjo is like a really big dog. Like,
he's a big boy. He's thicky.
Yeah. One of those really, think like a Labrador cross, like a bull mastiff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's big, big, big.
He's got a big, big head. And he's a very big boy. Mm. And
so he does very big shits.
So for my 20...
He lets off a big load.
He does. He drops some heavy loads.
He's got a big dump truck. For my 21st birthday, thankfully, COVID restrictions weren't really that harsh back then.
Almost a year ago.
That's insane. No, I don't want to talk about how old I am. Anyway, my parents, like, one of my birthday wishes was for my parents to bring up the dog to Sydney. So they brought him up. But unfortunately, I remember saying to Mum, I'm like, Mum, I think Banjo's really stressed. Like, he hasn't shit since he's got here, and it had been like 3 or 4 days.
I remember asking you before this. Days. I remember saying, like, Yaz, has Banjo shit yet? Because I hadn't seen a dog shit in the yard.
Yeah.
And so I asked you if he'd shit yet, and you were like, I don't know. And so then you asked your mom.
Yeah, I asked her because, like, when, like, my dad goes out to, like, have a see, he'll, like, take the dog out with him and, like, make him do his business. But he kept taking him out, but obviously Banjo hadn't relieved himself.
No, and while he'd been there for these 3 days and hadn't relieved himself, I had kept my bedroom door closed the whole time because I was, like, I'm not really in the house that much. I was working heaps and whatever.
And Banjo, like, sheds
hair. Oh, yeah, yeah. And so I had my door closed because I was like, oh, I don't want him to shed all through my room. And anyway, so my door had been closed the whole time. And at the old house, my bedroom door was right next to the front door. Like, you'd open the door to a hallway and mine was the first door on the left. Anyway, and I was in my room one night and I had to go into Abby's room to ask her something or do something. I don't remember. But I'd left my door open for like 20 seconds. Like, I literally opened my door, walked down to the end of the hallway, gone into Abby's room, spoken to her for a bit, and I came out and I was like,
Wait. So all of us every other room had their doors open like the whole time. So Banjo was going like in and out.
Yeah.
And you were keeping yours closed because like
it was closed.
It might have been messy. And then also like you probably didn't want dog hair in there.
Yeah.
And so then Banjo had never seen Amy's room because she always kept her door closed. I just wanted to put that in saying that he'd been in all of ours. So he understood what our rooms were, but he didn't know about that one.
Yeah. So I walked out and my door was open and I was like, oh crap. Like oh, I've left my door open, whatever. I'm walking to the end of the thing and I don't think... Oh, Banjo was coming out as I was walking out of Abby's room. And I was like, oh, God, Banjo's been in my room, like, blah, blah, blah. And I walk up.
No, you were standing at my door and you look down the hallway and then you look at me and you go, Banjo just went in my room. And then you go, anyway, so... And you keep talking and then he walks out of your room.
Yeah. Anyway, so I walked up to my room and, like, the whole thing happened so fast, but basically there was the biggest horse shit you've ever seen in your entire life on my rug. And I was worried about dog hair. But I walked in and it was the biggest... Anyway, and I turned around and I didn't want to, like, I wasn't going to be like, oh, my God, the dog shat up. So I turned around and I was like, I think Banjo might have...
I heard you, like, come down the hallway, like, dum, 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 like your feet. And you come to my room and you're like, I think Banjo just shit in my room.
But I didn't want to, like, make a big... So I was like, oh, I think Banjo might have, like, just shat on my rug. And I remember you guys were like, no, what? No, he wouldn't. He's a good boy. He wouldn't do that. And then, anyway, everyone came into my room and there was the biggest shit you've ever seen in your entire life. Just
yeah, because it was a video.
I have a video of it.
Because he was constipated. He had 4 days worth of shit shoved up his arse.
And my door had been closed the whole time. So he must have seen my door open and thought that it was the front door and been like, oh gosh, yeah, okay. And then he'd already decided he was going to shit outside and he was in my room.
He was probably
like, well,
at that stage where like, he's like, if I can't, like, I can't hold it, you know. Oh, poor Banjo backed up.
Backed up in the dump truck.
It was the biggest shit I've ever seen in my life. I'm sorry, guys.
Half of Moneyers doesn't know how to flush the toilet after they've had their shit.
We're going to have to make this an explicit episode strictly because we've said shit like 500 times. Everything was well and good in the end. And I actually still have the rug and, like, you can't even tell, so it's fine.
It's called the shit rug.
It is called the shit rug. Maybe I should... No, you know what? It's got memories now. Memories.
I was going to say midnight.
Oh.
Banjo's shit memories.
So I mentioned before that Yaz like lives in the house with us. It's just the three of us in this lovely little share house.
Shack.
And for those of you who aren't aware, I don't know how you've missed it because we probably have mentioned it in every episode. But we're in lockdown at the moment here in Sydney and have been for, is this the 8th week?
This is the 9th.
9th week, right. Yeah, so we've been in lockdown for 9 weeks. And
wake me up when September ends.
They announced like a week ago that, because originally it was a 1 week lockdown and then it was 2 more weeks and then whatever. Anyway, we were supposed to get out. Yeah, and so now they've extended it to the end of September, which sucks. Banjo shit, really. But it's okay because we're making lots of fun plans for when lockdown's over,
yeah,
right?
So many plans.
Lots of girls' trips. We're talking Airbnbs up the coast, good fun stuff. But there's one big trip that we've been planning for like years now.
We managed to do it this year.
Yeah. Okay, so basically we're going to Greece when lockdown's over and you can't stop us.
Yeah, and we don't even care about your judgment. We're doing the whitest girl shit ever. We're going to Greece.
Yeah.
The girls' trips, going to Greece in the summer, doing our own Kentucky.
Yeah.
And we're gonna just going to have a big fat banjo shit of a time.
Exactly right. But I think we're talking about going to a few other places in Europe too, hey? Yeah.
Like Turkey and
Croatia.
And, well, while we're there,
I think we should just do the whole
of it. I really want to go to Spain.
Yeah.
And Italy.
That's the thing about Europe. Once you're there, like, it's so easy to be like, let's just pop over to wherever. Anyway, so we're going to Greece. Look out for that. No dates have been set in stone yet, but I'm excited.
I hope you are too. Next year's a pretty big possibility.
Yeah.
Like, after winter next year. So, like, kind of.
No. This time next year. Like, well,
isn't there summer when our winter is?
Yeah, so we should go in, like, spring, summer.
Yeah, apparently, like, their summer is just, like, ridiculously hot. Spring is, like, the best time
like
to be
September,
there.
September, October.
Yeah. What was I going to say? And we're all going to be, like, vaxxed, so it should be fine.
Yeah. We're all getting vaxxed in the next 2 weeks.
Woohoo!
I'm getting my jabby jab on Thursday.
So I'm so excited to go back to an airport. I love airports. Okay, that might be, like, a
that's controversial because I don't like airports.
I'm so excited. I love airport trips.
I love it.
See, the thing is, I like traveling and I like the idea of all the traveling, but I don't actually like being in the airport.
Why?
I get so anxious. I feel like I'm doing things I'm not allowed to be doing. And so that's why we have airport rules.
We do have airport rules, correct. Not we, as in the society has airport rules that are unspoken, but everyone abides by them.
Mm.
Such as?
Whoever I'm traveling with, you don't talk to me from the minute that we drop our bags in bag drop until we're through to like the food court. Yeah. Like the whole security process, don't talk to me. Like we don't know each other. Like if you go through the metal detector and you go off, I don't know you. Who are you? If they have to look at your bag again through the conveyor belt or whatever it's called, like the security thing, I don't know who you are. Like I'm walking away.
Yeah.
You know, if you get held up, that's your problem, babe.
I remember when we were going to the Gold Coast, like us two and Blake a few months ago, and Blake got stopped out of the three of us, and Abby was long gone. She was down the stairs and down that, and I was literally like, oh, hold up.
That's your problem. Sorry to interrupt, but like I expect the same thing. Like if I'm getting held up, like guys go. Like I'll just meet you on the other side if I ever get out, you know? Like
it's so true because even when we were coming back from Splendor, we're going through that airport security curve, we got stopped because we didn't have any more room in our bag, so we shoved all our little fat lambs in her bag.
I think I've told them this story.
And her bag became, and she didn't know. We forgot to tell her. And then she got stopped and Abby kept going. Abby was like halfway through the security thing. Yeah. She was like she had her boarding ticket. She was like nearly at the seat.
I was boarding the plane.
And I'm pretty sure you were the one that was like, let's put him in Kirby's bag.
I did put all the alcohol in Kirby's bag and her bag was over the limit. Like the weight limit. Yeah. So she had to open it to take out stuff and they just fell everywhere. And apparently like the chick who like was doing the baggage claim just looked at her and was like,
It sounds like
people like, guys, wait, guys. And Abby's
airports, no, don't talk to me.
I think we've told this story before, but like I just want to make sure it doesn't sound like we just like set our friend up to be like arrested at the airport. We're like so delirious that we were like, oh, we'll just put them in Kirby's bag.
I think episode 2, if you want to hear about it, episode 2.
Really early on. But we were just so tired that we just like shoved them in there because Kirby was asleep and we didn't have time to ask her and then we just forgot. Okay, what other airport rules are there? Yes, do you have any?
Okay. anything that you buy in the airport doesn't count because there's no tax.
True.
Tax free.
Yeah, you can have a shopping spree if you want.
Going on from that, any calories you consume around an airport or on the traveling experience doesn't count.
Yeah, I feel like the airport is kind of equivalent to like limbo between life and death. You know what I mean? Like everything that happens there doesn't mean squat, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Like I will eat 12 cheeseburgers and I'm a vegetarian. I won't actually, but you know what I mean?
No one needs to know.
Doesn't count.
It's just a secret between you and the airport security guards.
Yeah. And you have a set routine. Mm-hmm. You once you get your boarding ticket, you need to go to that gate. You go to the gate before you get your coffee. Mm. You've got to find the gate. I always have to find the gate first.
Oh, I don't do that.
I don't do that.
What? Maybe it's because I've only ever had one small gate and it's like the first one.
Okay, here's something. I know that we have different answers. That's why I'm going to bring it up. What time do you guys get? How long do you leave it till you get there before your flight, if that makes sense?
Well, I love airports. Like I said that before, if I could, I would just go spend the day at an airport because I just love sitting there and like watching people and wondering where they're going and things like that. Anyway, so I always get there with at least an hour before the gate even opens. So that, because the gate opens half an hour before the plane takes off. And so then I have an hour to like get something to eat and have a coffee and sit there and chill and whatever. But I want to be in there sitting down an hour before my gate opens. So about half an hour before that. Usually I'm there about 2 hours before my plane takes off.
Same.
But Abby like pushes it to the limit. She's like missed flights before because she's like...
No, I've never missed a flight.
Didn't you miss one going to the Gold Coast that time when we had to wake up early?
No, Melbourne.
Melbourne?
No, yeah. I was running into the airport and they were calling my name over the system.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Because you know what? I always get the flights that are at like 6 a.m. and we always go out the night before.
Yeah.
So that's kind of doing a bit of a, you know,
I mean, you booked
messing up my situation because they're the cheapest ones. But, like, no, I don't like being there too long.
Mm.
And so if my flight is at 7 o'clock, I will arrive at the airport at, like, just after 6. And then by the time I go through all of the stuff and the security, then by the time I quickly grab a coffee, then I'll walk to my gate and my gate will be boarding.
Don't you get scared that your flight's going to be, like, accelerated forward and, like, they're going to call your flight earlier? Because sometimes they board earlier.
They barely ever board early. If anything, they're always delayed.
Mm. Well, for international flights, I get there like 3 hours early. Yeah.
Mm. Speaking of international flights, here's another rule. I don't know if you guys, you've probably done it, Yaz, but you haven't been to America, Ames. But through America, when you're going through security, you have to take your shoes off.
Yeah.
And so this is a rule. When you take, like when you're going through that in America, you wear like runners or like you wear shoes that require socks because there's no way that you are taking off your slides and you're barefoot. Like you have to wear socks at an airport. I don't want to see your crusty little toes.
I've seen an old man's toes.
Yeah,
it was gross. He took off his socks as well.
Lovely. So if you're traveling soon, which you probably aren't, like we aren't, those are some rules that you need to stick by. And let us know if you guys have any other weird airport rules, which are, you know, kind of unspoken about rules.
Yes.
Yeah.
I miss the airport. I'm so excited to go back. We thought we'd just jump in here to announce the sponsor of today's episode.
Yes, which is Manscaped.
That was beautiful.
So... have you guys ever had a man escape you? If the answer is no, great job. If the answer is yes, you probably need Manscaped to keep him there.
Father's Day is coming up. It's in Australia. It's in 2 weeks.
It's right around the corner, ladies and gentlemen.
And I can't think of a better gift for Dad than something from Manscaped. Can
exactly.
you?
Exactly. No better gift.
There is. It doesn't exist.
Yeah, Manscaped is the gift that keeps on giving.
Exactly.
And we give that gift
to you.
To you.
To give to... well, no. The gift we're giving you is...
20% off and free shipping with the code AAMEETING at checkout.
At www.manscaped.com.
So, if you guys want to jump on there, have a little look, see what they got. They got some really cool things.
They
some t-shirts, some knickers, some shears.
They're boxer briefs. They're not knickers.
I like knickers better. We're going to turn it into a movement. It's called knickers now. But you can also buy the Lawnmower 4.0. Mm-hmm.
It really is the star of the show, this one.
So it features a ceramic blade thanks to their advanced skin-safe technology.
Mm-hmm. It means you're not going to get any grooming accidents, any little boo-boos.
Yeah, exactly. It also has a LED light, which you can turn on and off for a more precise shave.
Mm-hmm.
It also has a travel lock safety feature. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't turn on and just start shredding everything that you own.
Mm-hmm. It's waterproof, so you're not going to electrocute yourself in the shower. And it also has rechargeable wireless charge, a little wireless charging station. It looks like the Batmobile's parking spot.
The charging base where the... Because I assume the Batmobile is... Electric.
It must be.
It must be like a Tesla.
Yeah,
you know?
You wouldn't see Batman pulling into the petrol station.
No, exactly. So it's definitely, he's got his own little wireless charging base, which is what the 4.0 has.
Mm-hmm.
It also has a motor of 7,000 RPM, mm-hmm. which is cray cray. And also Manscaped is vegan, cruelty-free, paraben-free, all the fun stuff. Not there.
Wait, no, it's fun that that stuff is not
there.
Yeah,
it's fun that there's none of that stuff in there. So get on it, ladies and gentlemen.
If you'd like to get the 4.0 in a package deal, a little fun gift box, you can get the Perfect Package 4.0, which mm-hmm. comes with the Lawnmower 4.0. It also has the Crop Reviver and Crop Preserver, which is like a ball toner and ball deodorant.
Yeah.
Smells amazing.
Yeah, they smell yummy, yummy.
It also comes with two free gifts, which is the Shed little travel bag mm-hmm. situation. And the Abby calls them knickers, but they're high performance boxer briefs.
Knickers. And if you're just wanting to have a bit of a browse on the website and just have a look at some other things that they've got, Dad might appreciate the shears.
Mm-hmm. I love the shears.
So it's this little magnetic case that comes with tweezers, nail clippers, grooming scissors, and a nail file. Perfect for traveling
mm-hmm.
And all that fun stuff. They've got t-shirts. They've got like foot cream, foot deodorant. They've mm-hmm. got a bunch of things.
Nose trimmer things.
Yeah, nose hair trimmers, ear mm-hmm. hair trimmers. They've got everything that you can think of
uh-huh.
on the site. Yeah. So all you gotta do is go to www.manscaped.com
mm-hmm.
and use our code at checkout.
Which is AA Meeting, all in capital letters. Mm-hmm. You'll get 20% off and free shipping. Woohoo!
So make sure that you pick up your Manscaped gifts for your dad so you guys can have a happy Father's Day sponsored by Manscaped.
Lovely. Thanks, Manscaped.
Thanks, Manscaped.
The key dates.
Minus the pudding.
That was lovely. No one has messaged us to tell us that they'd like to make a segment intro, so that's why you have to deal with our singing, okay? It's not our fault. It's yours.
Yes.
Moving right along.
We're not the problem. You're the problem.
Exactly.
So sticky dates this week. We've got... a live version of sticky dates.
Yeah.
So we're not going to read out any of yours this week. So sorry, not sorry.
But keep sending them in, please, to our Instagram.
We're going
to
talk about some of Yasmin's sticky dates. Or
love it.
Sticky situations.
Alrighty.
I don't have sticky dates. Thankfully, most of my dates have gone well.
We love to hear it.
But I have been in some sticky situations. One of them was I was at like this really big fancy like graduation formal sort of dinner, and I was with a partner and a few like some friends, and I was sitting next to the partner, and then next to across from us was like the partner's friend and the friend's girlfriend. Anyway, this is a big day, right? You've just graduated.
Congratulations. Yeah, congratulations.
Congratulations. You're on a high. Anyway, we're sitting across the table and I look across and this girl, like the girlfriend, is literally facing away. She's got an
angry, from her boyfriend.
Yeah. She's got an angry face on. She just got really mad at him because he wasn't like paying enough attention to her on his graduation day. She didn't like, he's like, okay, like let's go dance and stuff. And she's like, no, I don't want to go dance and like all this stuff. And I'm sitting there across the table trying to make small talk with her because I'm like, okay, like I don't really know you. I don't really know anyone else at this function. Like I may as well try and make a friend. But then like she would barely answer my questions because she was mad at the boyfriend.
Was this an all-boys school too?
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's not even her graduation day.
No.
It's his with his friends. And, like, I remember graduating year 12 and how exciting it was with, like, all my friends. If there was someone from outside of school or whatever, I'd be like, rack off. I get one day to celebrate.
I have another sticky situation through Tinder.
Tinder!
They always come from Tinder.
Yeah. We get a lot of sticky dates that they're like, so I was on a Tinder date.
Yeah.
This wasn't even a Tinder date. Like, I was just deeply offended by this. So there was this guy on Tinder and he had one of his pictures was like him taking a photo, like a selfie, a mirror selfie, but like it was with a piece of corn and you couldn't see the phone through any of it. So I was like intrigued. I'm like, why is this boy taking a photo kind of corn? Funny.
Also, yeah. I highly doubt there's many boys on Tinder with photos of corn. So if you know who we're talking about or if it's you, we're about to call you out on the internet.
This corn cob was corn wireless.
Boy. Corn boy.
Anyway, so like I swiped right. He obviously had already like swiped for me and he like sent me a message.
Obviously.
She's like, he's obviously swiped for me because I am a 10. I am corny.
Corny. Corn boy just needed some spice. I am a spice.
And the butter for his corn.
Anyway, we're talking and out of nowhere, he just kind of comes out and says, your eyes are too far apart. I was like, excuse me?
So you'd already, like, that wasn't his opening statement. Was it?
No, I think I don't even remember what his opening statement was because clearly it wasn't as good as the too far apart eyes.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, your eyes are too far apart.
Why'd he swipe right then if he didn't like what he saw?
So obviously I unmatched with him because I was
it's not true. Look at Yasmin.
Oh, yeah, her eyes aren't
She's
too far
perfectly
apart.
Proportioned. So if you're listening to corn boy.
People who are listening are picturing like some cartoon character.
Sid.
Yeah.
Well, I remember going, I walked out of my room and I went to Amy. I was like, Amy, are my eyes too far apart? Like, are they not set properly? And Amy's like, no. But, yeah, so I unmatched with him because I was like, I do not claim this energy.
That's not what we're on Tinder for.
Not that I first take that. So, anyway, maybe like was it a month or a few weeks later? I don't know. It was a while after.
Yeah.
I found him again on Tinder. And I was like, oh, God.
Redemption.
I was like, what's the bet? I still like want to know about the corn. So what's the bet that he's like matched with me? So I swiped. He had matched. And so this time he hadn't sent a message. So I sent one. Mm. And Abby helped me out with this one. And I sent, I spy with my too far apart eyes a dickhead.
Hey, and that's how you clap back.
That is exactly how.
Yeah.
I wonder how he is.
To that too. I think he laughed and he was just like, why are you so offended by it?
What do you mean?
Remember. Maybe he says that to a lot of girls, which isn't true.
I think he was like trying to be like, be flirty and like make a pickup line out of it or something.
Yeah, trying to banter, but that's not, you don't just attack the way someone looks and call it banter. That's why he's on Tinder, because he can't pick up.
He wasn't even that hot. I just wanted to know about the corn.
He's just trying to play the cornfield.
I've been sitting here trying to think of a corn pun the whole time and you just pull that out.
Oh,
yeah.
I just pulled it right out of my cob.
Keep going.
I've said like 12. I'm loving this shit.
Anyway, I'm so sorry that it's not a sticky date, but.
No, that's fine.
No, I do love that story. I do. And I remember because he just kept coming up for everyone. He obviously must have spent a lot of time on Tinder. Mm. He came up for me a few months later too. And I don't remember what I said, but I made a joke about eyes being too far apart as well.
You messaged him, you matched with him and then you message him and you're like, are my eyes too far apart too?
throwback. Miss him. Wonder how he is. What was his name? Do you remember? Call him out.
I don't remember.
Corn boy.
Mm. We'll just stick with corn boy.
If you have any sticky date submissions, that was correct, yeah, send them into our Instagram. It can be, we love like first date stories if you've got any of them, or if you just have any really, really funny kind of messed up stories that we can laugh at, please send them through.
Or if you have any corn boys, please.
Yeah. If you've
matched with corn boy. Let's make it a trend, okay? Whenever anyone sees this corn boy, you have to message him saying something about the eyes.
Yeah.
Do you see a future between these eyes?
Wrong answers only. Are my eyes too close together?
Okay, no way, I got one. Do you think corn makes your eyesight better?
Yeah, good one. Yeah. Okay. Let us know if you found Corn Boy on Tinder or any of the other dating apps, and let's just really make a mockery. Yeah. Girl power, you know what I mean? Or he boy power. It. Whatever you want.
Yeah, let's bring down boys.
Corn boys.
That's what everyone fucking says on our TikTok. Whenever we make one TikTok about boys, boys comment, heads up, kings, like they're just trying to bring down boys. What the fuck?
And we don't even say anything offensive, I swear. We'll just be like, these are the different types of boys' bedrooms, and state them, and not be like, oh, if you have this in your room, then you're an idiot. Like,
do you know that I've had people like send me your TikToks and be like, why do they talk so much about boys? People have sent it to me.
It's a target demographic.
Yeah, because that's what gets the views, babes.
I don't understand why they ask me. They're like, sneaky link.
And that's what we're most experienced in.
Boys.
Anyway. Okay, shit we don't understand?
Yeah.
We thought today, because we've got a special guest on the couch, instead of Abby or I guessing things, Yaz is going to guess something she doesn't understand today. Yes. Yaz, what are you guessing today?
Petrol prices.
Mm-hmm. So who decides the price? Where does it come from? Do they pull it out of the... Sorry, I thought you were done.
That's okay. I was like, so...
Sorry. Yeah, who decides the price of petrol? Okay, yes, what's your first guess?
Do you know, we know the answer.
Mm-hmm.
How many guesses do I get?
Three.
Mm-hmm.
Who guesses the... Okay, well, my first guess is the oil companies who, like, dig up the actual petrol. They sell it to the petrol station. And maybe the reason why they have different prices is because they have different oil companies.
Oh, that's a guess.
Right, so different oil mining companies.
Yeah.
So some petrol stations might have the same price because they have given it or sold it to them for the same price, so they have to have it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
No. Okay. In the nicest way possible, no. Guess two.
My second guess is it's based off the quality of the fuel. So like E10's cheap, so it's bad fuel. And so different kinds of quality of fuel equals different prices.
So are you saying that like one servo has E10 and another one has E10 but a nicer version of E10?
Well, yeah, because think about it. Metros are really, really cheap because I'm guessing they have shit fuel. Whereas like... and like things like Caltex's and stuff are a bit more expensive. Because I'm guessing they have, because they make more money, they're able to get higher quality fuel. So yeah, basically they have like all petrol stations have the same types of fuel. They're just different qualities. So like,
right,
Metro might have an E10, but it's very, very shit E10 because it was mined in Saudi Arabia.
Call them out. Call them out. Off you go.
Sorry. Maybe not Saudi Arabia. Let's say mined.
Let's just say mined in Darwin.
Darwin's not bad. Anyway, another point. Let's just say mined in like where the trash disposal. Let's go with that.
The ocean.
And then like a Caltex's E10 is like mined in a pretty little forest.
Yeah. Okay. That's interesting. That's a good guess, but that is incorrect.
It's kind of true.
It's getting closer. Yeah.
That is why Metro is cheaper.
Okay. Oh, okay. Maybe it's how much petrol they buy. So the more petrol they get, it's like, well, the more liters or however they measure the petrol is, the higher the price or the lower the price.
It's so much like it's.
You're close. Getting closer. You're getting closer. Mm. Do you want some hints?
Yes, please.
So think about before the petrol gets to the individual servos.
Don't think
this servo has this price. Like, they have to have it that price.
The mining.
Well, something like that. Yeah, keep going with that. Do you want to... One more hint. That should have dinged something.
Oh, so petrol price... Okay, so... Petrol prices are determined of how hard it is to get the oil. So if it's really dry, it's really hard to get the oil, so the petrol prices are really high. But if it's really wet and moist, then it's really easy to get the oil.
Yeah, so it doesn't have to be dry or wet and moist. It's like supply and demand.
Yeah, so how much people are trying to buy... Oh, sorry.
So it's like how much how many people are trying to buy petrol if there's like a big demand for it and they have...
They can't mine it because there's not much.
Not
because
much.
Because it's like dry, it's more expensive, or whatever, you know?
Or if not that many people... Like, you know when COVID last year, petrol was like so cheap because not many people wanted it, but they had so much.
Yeah, 99 cents per litre. Yeah. So, she got it!
Woo! After many, many guesses.
With a lot of help, but she got there. She used her own brain.
I don't know why I didn't think of that in the first place, though.
Well, that's what... Like, you know what's funny is whenever I'm guessing the shit we don't understand, I think of the most out there things that would probably not be it, whereas Ames thinks of, like, the logical answer. And I just don't know how to get my brain to think of the logical answer, which I think is logically similar to you. Yeah.
We use the creative side of our brain more.
No. Don't dig it, Amy.
No.
She's a little more intellectual. She's a little more intellectual.
No offense, but like, no offense to us. You read more books than us, and I just feel like you just, I don't know.
Well, that's not fair. That doesn't
mean my... No, oh, you know what it is? You're good at maths. I'm not good at maths. You are good at maths, but
yes, I don't know what's happening there.
I'm just bad at maths.
I think Amy's just a little more intellectual.
Yeah, I think you think more logically than
if
anything.
If we were in Divergent, the, you know, when would they split the factions, Amy would be in erudite.
Yeah.
Anyway, question of the podcast. I'm going to get riled up.
Yeah, question of the podcast was sent in by Chloe.
Hi, Chloe.
Hey, Chloe.
And
she said that her friend asked her this, and she said it in a long message, but this is what we kind of gauged from it as like a question. Who do you want to hang out with in the afterlife? So if the afterlife is when you die, I don't know, it doesn't matter what anyone believes in, but just for the sake of the argument, if you die when you die and you go to like a heaven or a hell or an afterlife or something like that, and there is everyone who has passed in the entire universe there, who are you walking up to? Who are you having a fat chat to?
Fun.
Kind of situation.
Okay. Well, like, we can go like the obvious answers, like family members who have passed away and whatever, but I want to think of someone really...
I thought you were going to be like the obvious answers like Gandhi and stuff.
No, well, like obviously I would go up to like my nana first or something. But like for the sake of a fun answer, who's dead that I feel like... I would have a conversation with Heath Ledger. Absolutely. Well, I
would have a conversation. I would try and jump his bones.
Can you do that in the afterlife? I suppose. Why not?
I'd just look at him and drool.
Yeah, I would try... And marry Heath Ledger in the afterlife.
I wonder if they can do stuff like that up there. I suppose, like, we're making up this, so, yeah.
Maybe Michael Jackson. I would like to know what happened.
Get to the bottom of a couple things.
I need to know what happened in that... what is it?
He had a name
in the Finding Neverland thing. Yeah. You know?
I would like to know a bit more about him. And, like, I want to know his side of the story. Because you know how there's always two sides to a story? I want to know his.
But also, like... separation from like all the accusations, like he was an incredible performer, king of like pop. So
I grew up watching all his stuff and I used to fiend Michael Jackson. But him, and also like maybe not God, but whoever's controlling the world, like I would love to be like, hey, so
why the fuck did you put me through that?
Yeah, like why did you give us a pandemic?
I was thinking... Wait. Whitney Houston?
Yeah.
I would really want to talk. I just want her to sing for me.
Yeah.
You know?
Robin Williams would be a good one, I think, to talk to.
Ooh. But like those little aliens from Toy Story.
Is Morgan Freeman still alive?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Who's the other guy that looks like him that died?
Everyone think... No, he's alive too. Everyone thinks that Nelson died because he played Nelson Mandela.
Oh, didn't...
And they look so similar.
Nelson Mandela.
That would be a good one.
Yeah. Who else? There was...
Anne Frank.
The blind one.
So what you... No,
the
she...
blind one. No, she
Anne Frank was the one that hid...
on the back of the bus.
What? No.
The bus.
Anne Frank's the one
Anne
that
Frank
hid...
The hid from the Nazis.
God.
Who's the blind one?
What were you doing at school, babe?
Who's the blind one?
Helen Keller.
Oh my God. And I know Rosa Parks. I don't know. I know of Rosa Parks. Frank is, I promise.
That's so funny.
I've been at school for a while.
I know. Who's that mad? Who's the scientist?
The one who, like...
Thomas Edison. No,
he was the one who invented...
The light bulb.
Yeah. No, the one with the
Einstein.
Yeah, I'd like to talk to Einstein.
Bob Ross.
Oh, Bob Ross. Is he dead?
Yeah.
Oh, sadly. Also, like, I hope we're not being insensitive. No, I really want to meet these people.
Yeah, Bob this Ross, is like, actually, we
I
would
just
like
want
to
have a conversation with Bob Ross, literally about anything. Like, yeah. We could talk about fucking grass.
And for him to tell him that all my mistakes are definitely blessings.
Yeah, I just want his calming voice. Yeah. That's a good one. I was thinking Marley from Marley and Me.
Oh. Don't. I get emotional just thinking about that movie.
Cujo.
Who the fuck's that?
Have you not seen Cujo? It's like a horror movie about the dog. And it's the one movie where you're like, I want this dog to die.
I'm not going to watch it. But
think about what you watch. I'm all about conspiracy theories. So I want to talk to Kobe Bryant.
Oh, yeah.
And I want to know.
Get to the bottom of it.
Or was it a helicopter? What were they in?
No, a helicopter.
Yeah.
Wasn't it? I thought they were in a helicopter.
How sad is that to die with your daughter sitting right next to you?
Yeah.
Anyway, I want to talk to Kobe.
And tell him how. And ask him what his secret was for those three pointers.
He was just really tall and got good height.
He was just long. Long.
This person isn't dead yet, but I think her career might be. So, Gabby Hanna's career.
If y'all haven't seen Gabby's TikToks, then where the fuck you at?
I'm scared that she's going to see this and come for me. I'm terrified of her.
Have you seen the TikTok where she's like, you shouted it out? She's like got a gun pointed to it, like a finger gun.
She is cooked. Is she okay? Like,
she's actually not.
But she's serious. I thought it was a joke for a long time. I thought she was just doing it as a joke.
Yeah.
And I watched genuinely.
Like, how did she get there? She used to be like on Vine. I remember watching her on Vine. She used to actually be kind of funny.
Yeah.
She was the Gabby Show, and she was like a part of Dobrik's squad, the vlog squad in the beginning when they were the only like YouTubers. Yeah.
Like, what happened to, like, what? Because I didn't even, I remember, didn't even, sorry.
I didn't even recognize her on TikTok. I thought it was just some crazy lady. And then when I realized it was Gabby, I was like, oh, it's a joke.
Yeah.
I showed it to you. I'm like, Abby, look what happened to her.
Okay. Any more? No? Any takers?
No. So going once, going twice, and
sold
to the AA meeting.
Woo!
Outro.
Thanks so much for watching, guys. We hope you enjoyed. Thank you to Yasmin for being with us today.
Thanks for having me.
That you had a good time, and maybe we'll want to come again. But she's gonna get off this couch and be like, I'm never fucking doing that again. That was
she's
ridiculous.
Like, first and last time.
But anyway, go subscribe to us on YouTube. Follow us on everything, like everything. Send in your sticky dates. Send in topic suggestions if you have any. Do some other stuff too. What else is there?
Please tell me if my eyes are too far apart.
Find Corn Boy on Tinder.
If you see Corn Boy. But yeah, leave us a 5-star rating and review on Apple Podcasts and tell everyone you know about the AA meeting. Spread the word in the cornfields. And you're right. I was just untwisting it. And yeah, I think that's all we've got for today. But we're really powering through, aren't we? We're almost out of year.
Crazy stuff.
Woohoo! So if you got some suggestions of what you want to see for episode like 52, will that be our big one or 50?
We'll decide later.
Okay. Let us know what you want to see.
Anyway, with that being said,
bye, besties, and stay sexy.
Do, do, do. Soulja Boy tells
you.
Welcome to my up home. I'm Lil Shorty. These my hoes. This is how we run this shit. Piss Olympics. Let's go.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.